Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another day to be thankful. It's another day to be joyful. So I ask one more time, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for the gift of family. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for health. It's been a very, very long year, but in all, we are more than conquerors. Through Christ who strengthens us. If we search deep, we'll all realize that we've all gone through one or two challenges. We've gone through different obstacles. But the Lord has in all been faithful to us. That's why we want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who is more than sufficient. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive deep into the Word of the Lord, where we get to hear what God has to tell us each and every single day. So if you are new to this platform, I would like to specially welcome you, because this is just a place to be. If you've been very frequent on this platform, I would also like to urge you to invite somebody. Bring somebody on, and by so doing, you might just be saving a soul. So bring somebody. Tell them about our Lord Jesus Christ. Win a soul to Christ before the year runs out. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a new topic. We'll be looking at a continuation from our series, actually. Today is the fifth day in the month of December 2024. I'll be looking at a topic that says, the purpose of your mouth. We'll be looking at the different purposes by which God created every organ of our body and every part of our body. Today we'll be looking at the purpose of your mouth. I'm today is taken from Hymn 17. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Galatians chapter 1 to chapter 3. Galatians from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Psalm 145, verse 21. Psalm 145, verse 21, that says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Our Bible reading today is taken from Mark chapter 7, from verse 31 to 37. Mark chapter 7, from verse 31 to 37. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 31, it says, again departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee, where then they brought him one who was deaf and had an impediment in speech. And they begged him to put his hand on him, and he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his head. The Spartan touched the tongue, then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha, that is, be opened." Immediately his ears were open, and the impediment of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, our manual reads, "The most important reason God created your mouth is for you to sing and shout to him." This is why he said in the book of Psalm 98, verse 4, he said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." Let's make a joyful noise. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." In the passage above, God commanding the whole earth, not just a few people, to make a loud noise unto him. In other words, he was telling the sea to row his praises, the trees to clap for him, the birds to sing. Likewise, since you are on the earth, your voice must not be missing in this great choir. David said in Psalm 119, verse 164, "Seven times a day do I sing thee, do I praise thee, because of thy righteous judgment." Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. God created your mouth principally to sing his praise and to shout unto him. You may not be able to sing as beautifully as the choristers in your church, but God knows that everybody can shout. That is why he said in Psalm 98 verse 4 that you should make a joyful noise unto him. There is a story in Matthew chapter 12 verse 22 that illustrates how important the mouth is to God. A man was brought to Jesus Christ, and the Bible says that the man was blind and dumb. Jesus healed the man and he began to speak and see. It is interesting to note the order in which the Bible recorded the miracle. The man was blind and dumb, but then the Bible recorded he spoke and saw. This shows that Jesus healed the man's mouth first before his eyes. If you have not been shouting and singing to God before, start doing so henceforth. When you are in the bathroom, sing praises to him. When you are walking along the road, let a chorus be in your mouth. When you are in church and the minister on the pulpit asks you to shout hallelujah, shout at the top of your voice. God loves it when you praise him. When you shout and sing to him, he is pleased with you and will draw near to you. The Bible says in Psalm 22, verse 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel." When you open your mouth to praise God at all times, he will draw near to you and abide with you continually. As a result, you will enjoy the numerous pleasures in his presence forevermore. Like we see in Psalm 16 verse 11. "And the experience of his peace at all time, irrespective of what is going on around you." Beloved, never stop praising God with your mouth. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, sing a song of your choice in praise to the Most High God. I'm choosing to sing this. If you know the song, I want you to just join me. "I will praise you. I will praise you. you, I will praise you forevermore. I want you to pick a song from the bottom of your heart. It can even be indigenous. The Lord wants to hear the praises from your heart, not just from our lips alone. Let it radiate and reflect what you feel, how grateful you are. Let the praises in your heart always spring forth. This way, you bring him close. If you lift Jesus up, he will draw near. So I want you to take a second of your time to begin to just sing praises to God this morning. Thanks for staying tuned as today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you. And you also like to be a blessing to somebody today. You can be a blessing by sharing. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you will like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and on our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio, available on Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, entertaining, and gospel filled. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.